The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Man, my New Year resolution is to remember something because day before yesterday, on Monday, I forgot to ask you what your New Year resolutions were. So let's discuss today. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show from the T-Mobile studios. So I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, so Anthony, what's your New Year resolution?
I'm leading with two. One is a little bit more deeper than the other. One is to, like, I'm done pursuing closure. I think I learned my lesson on that last time. I've tried to pursue closure with other individuals in my past.
So when it's over, it's just over. You don't worry about it.
Every time I've done that, I leave with more questions than when I arrived. I'm closing the chapter on that book, as they say.
You found closure when it comes to closure.
And the other one, there you go. And the other one is, my goal is to not forget my keys, wallet, or phone in a rideshare vehicle anymore.
That's very specific.
Yeah, I'm way too grown for that irresponsibility.
Yeah, now, mom's not paying for that anymore, is she?
No, not at all. So those are the two big ones I have on my 2025. What about you?
I want to ask one more question before we move on to me. When you lost your key fob, you have a big boy car now. You got rid of the Fiat. You got this big vehicle. What did it cost you to replace it?
Oh, man, it was up like around $500. All my key. Yeah, between the
That's
mailbox, gate key.
Junk.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Automatic, what's your New Year resolution?
I don't ever have a New Year's resolution. Man, my resolution is to be better every day. I don't get into the whole thing of like, hey, I got this goal or that goal.
My goal.
You're like better every day.
Like an atheist of New Year's resolutions.
I think that's a good way of describing it.
That doesn't make any sense to me, though, because if you don't set a particular goal, you can't
accomplish it. Oh, I have a lot of goals. But
well, what's a goal for 2025?
I mean, I have a lot of goals for the show. I mean, I want to be number one.
There it is.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a
speak it. Fruition.
Yes, it's going to happen. It's not. It's not a matter of if. It's going to.
All right, my New Year resolution is to teach Anthony A. about the cake, the baby Jesus, because he forgot day before yesterday. So I really want to teach
him Jesus.
Rosca de Reyes.
The one where they put little baby Jesus in the beginning.
And if you eat larger goals, queen.
No, if you eat baby Jesus or you find him in your cake, you have to host a celebration on February 2nd. So we have to do that by the end.
So now you have to host a celebration.
You have to host a celebration because you forgot about it. And also my approach. I'm trying to be different in my approach. Sometimes I can appear a little bossy and negative because I'm passionate about things. And so I have decided to tone it down a little bit and starting with DJ Automatic's driving.
So
I'm no longer going to tell him how to drive in a negative way.
Okay.
I'm going to do it in a positive way.
Good luck with that.
No, because sometimes you need help. Let's be real. There's time on occasion you've nearly passed a turn or exit or two.
Okay.
So
I mean, you wouldn't be up to your passenger princess jobs and duties
exactly.
If you didn't do that.
This is part of my job.
And that meant that super facetiously.
Yes. See, I helped you finish
your
word.
Another one for me. There's a
on the way to number one. Yeah. On the way to number one.
Got
to
work on that vocab.
National Day, Anthony A.
Today we are celebrating World Typing Day,
which everybody does now because of the phones. Dude. Nobody writes anymore.
And I will say, shout out to AutoCorrect for always saving me. I appreciate you. And we also have National Bubble Bath Day.
Oh,
this is big. This is a really big one right here. You have to do the bubble bath right. Before you get into the bathtub, you must shower. You don't want to be laying in your own grime.
You have to shower before you get in the bath?
Yes. Automatic, you're going to be laying in your own filth.
Well,
you rub all of it off.
Last time I took a bath, but when I was a kid, I loved the bubble bath.
Oh my gosh, kids.
Automatic, so you mean to tell me you've never experienced a bath bomb?
No, I don't think I have. Have I ever?
Yes, you have. DJ Automatic, when you and I will shower and then we jump into the bathtub.
Oh, after the last bath actually I took was with my wife.
Yes, me. You act like I'm not in the room. Anyway, shower before bubble bathing.
Obviously wasn't that good because it wasn't that
memorable. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's hard to believe that it's been 30 years since Selena Quintanilla Perez was murdered by her fan club president, Yolanda Saldivar, who says now she should be released from prison because she is a political prisoner. That's her new thing.
How is she a political prisoner?
Because she said she's been kept in isolation this entire time for fear of her life.
What does that have to do with politics?
And because of the way she's portrayed in media, she feels like it's a political issue. She's not getting a fair trial, per se, because of
that. No, people just don't like you because you killed somebody that everybody loved.
She's like, I'm afraid for my life.
You should be.
You took somebody's life. Like, why? But your life is more valuable. And when this happened, the audio and video of her in that truck after she murdered Selena, remember, she sat inside of a pickup truck for hours and hours with a gun to her own head. Here's a piece of that very moment.
When I put this in my head, she opened the door and said, Selena, close that door. And when I did that, the gun went off.
Police had to coerce her out of the vehicle because she was threatening to take her own life. She kept saying it was an accident. Later on, she kind of kept the same story.
When she was walking to the door, she was going at an angle. And I told her, don't close the door. And in that instant, the gun went off.
I'm not buying it. Neither did the jury. And I don't think she should ever get out of jail. You know, witnesses at that motel said she was running after Selena.
Oh.
That she left the room. Selena ran to the lobby and told the people there who shot her. She was able to tell them it was Yolanda. It's the only way that they knew who had done this. And then so her story changed.
Well,
I just
what
don't.
What was her sentence?
Well, she has life with the possibility of parole. She's supposed to be paroled this year.
Oh.
She just doesn't sound like she's sorry or that she's found any kind of
remorse. I almost made the
argument
that she might be better off safer in jail than she is coming back out.
She fears for her life. Girl, you better stay in isolation because yeah. There's a lot of people who absolutely don't like you.
So she's been in isolation
you.
The entire time she's
yes.
been in jail? That's kind of crazy, though.
She's crazy.
Yeah.
She's not well in her head. She should get some help in there and just stay in there until she feels some kind of remorse. I don't know that she's capable of feeling badly anyone other than herself.
Has Selena's family weighed in at all?
They say she should just stay there. They don't believe anything she says. She's a liar. I mean, she stole money. It all goes back to the fact that she was stealing from this family. The person she claimed to care about the most, she was hurting. You don't hurt people that you love. And I found this rare interview of Selena. She talked to Channel 10 in Corpus Christi, and she spoke about her musical influences. Take a listen.
I used to listen to Taste of Honey, a little bit of rock, AC/DC, just different music. I listen to everything.
That's the thing. A lot of people don't know Selena's first language was actually English. She didn't speak Spanish. She had to learn Spanish to sing. And the fact that she said AC/DC kind of threw me off a little bit.
I mean, that was like the 80s or early 90s, right?
Yeah. And I mean, she probably would have been in her 50s at this point. You know, who knows what would have happened? But we'll never know because of Yolanda. So I think the woman should remain in jail for the rest of her life. You know what? For her own safety. Okay?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
My girl Zendaya, the fashion icon, is engaged to Spider-Man. Yes, Tom Holland, over the holiday season, got down on bended knee and gave her this big, fat ring. I have all the tea on it. Forbes magazine did an entire article dedicated to the 5-carat cushion cut diamond. It is a solitaire set east-west instead of north-south, so it's very different already. It's got a gold band, very simple and elegant, just like Zendaya, and worth $500,000.
That Spider-Man money is good.
Otto's like, no idea. Couldn't even say that. More than a house.
Damn.
The ring is more than a house. It's so beautiful. Plus, she got her first ink. You have to understand, Zendaya had no tattoos whatsoever. Now she has a little T on her chest. This is forever.
She got a T for
Tom.
Oh, okay.
A T for Tom.
Tom Holland.
I thought, just in case you forgot what it was.
Otto. Oh, automatic. So anyway, I think that Tom Holland is... Okay, he's a top 3 Spider-Man, first of all. Number one.
I didn't know that was the list we were going to go with.
Miles Morales, number one.
All right, there it is.
Tobey Maguire,
Tom Holland.
I thought
we were talking about wedding bands. I didn't know we were going to bro down about Marvel heroes.
Well, no, I had to talk about that first because I feel like Zendaya's found the one because he's so...
He's not the best Spider-Man, sorry.
He's not the best Spider-Man, and he knows that, and he's okay with that. He's secure in himself as a man. He's just masculine in the sense that he doesn't have to be all up on her. He's not going to be on a shot. He doesn't care to be on the red carpet with her, taking her shine. He supports her, and that's so sexy. You know, he's just so sexy in that aspect. Because somebody was saying on my timeline, like, oh my gosh, he's so much shorter than her.
He's like a foot shorter than she is.
It doesn't matter. Short kings can run the world if they run like Tom Holland.
I mean, it's going to take a lot more steps, but you could run the world.
Anthony.
That's me shooting spider webs.
Shots fired for sure. Shots fired for sure. I just think that Zendaya, I just love her so much.
Yeah.
She's the fashion icon. She's the it girl. And she's happily going to be married to Tom Holland forever. That's my prediction.
Hopefully their kids get her height.
Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
We're going to talk about Leticia Ruiz. She hates going outside of her house because her neighbor has an 8-foot wall of junk all the way around their home.
Oh.
And here's the craziest part. Miss Ruiz says that she's been calling the city for almost a decade and nothing's been done.
Well, that sounds accurate. That the city's not replying. That sounds on brand.
Right?
They're like, that's not our junk.
All right, well, the story went viral. And so now the city's finally cleaning things up for free. And a woman that lives inside the house is 90. And it's her son that's the hoarder. And the smell, Letitia says the smell is just absolutely disgusting. People won't even come to her home. They can't have celebrations or anything because it stinks so badly.
Oh, what a fun excuse to use to not hang out with somebody.
You know, like, when somebody built an 8-foot wall around my house.
Junk in front of your house.
I would go over there, but yo, your neighbor? Nah, I'm not trying to be in the vicinity.
It's finally getting cleaned up and medics have checked on the 90-year-old. She's fine. She's good. I just think it's weird when people won't throw things away. Like DJ Automatic, he kept a used jock strap.
It was my lucky
years.
Jock strap. And it would still, I'd still wear it if you had not thrown it away.
That jock strap had thigh hair in it, and it wasn't thigh hair.
Was it just was it just a strap, or did you have the cup as well?
I had the whole set.
The cup, everything.
Oh, the full collection.
I mean, I could have been here today in the whole set.
Oh, you know, my God.
And we would have had the best show we've ever had in our lives.
Could you have maybe got some money for that? You could have. Who wants the full, complete DJ Automatic jock strap, cup included?
There is a weirdo out there that'll pay top dollar for that.
You know who wants it? Miss Ruiz's neighbor.
Oh.
That's who wants it. Throw the trash away. Throw the disgusting stuff away. What's something that you have, I don't know, in your cupboard, in your pantry, under your bed, like Automatic had, that you refuse to get rid of?
Nastiest thing I have?
What?
That I haven't got rid of? My pillows.
Oh, you got those nasty pillows?
Yeah, dude.
Stains?
Have babas on there? A little saliva?
These are the only things I inherited from my grandmother were her pillows.
The hoarder doesn't even want your pillows, Anthony.
Straight from the 90s.
We stayed in an Airbnb and they had sand pillows.
Hey, I can relate to that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you want to play Who's Lying Another Date, call right now, 877-730-DCS1. Jamie, are you on the line? Are you there?
I'm here, Dana. How are you?
Doing well. Are you ready to play Who's Lying and win this DCS merch, Jamie?
Yes, 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 yes. I love swag. I love swag. I hope you guys have a great new year.
I love the way you said swag. I love that. I hope you had a great new year, too. So, okay, Jamie, obviously, we need to be your new favorite morning show. In order to be number one, hope she wins.
We like you,
you need to get to know who we are on a personal level. So we're each going to go around the studio and tell you a little bit about ourselves. The catch is someone's fibbing. If you guess who's lying correctly, you win the swag, as you said it. I love that. So I'll go first. My name is Dana Cortez, and I talk about, you know, being 60 pounds heavier quite a bit because I think it's an accomplishment that I've been able to keep the weight off for over 10 years. I decided to have gastric bypass surgery to get it done because I had this thing when I was little. People would always tell me I was fat. I had big thighs, big calves. And I just decided finally, you know what? I'm going to handle this myself, and I'm happy that I did so.
Hey, Jamie, DJ Automatic here. Actually, my biggest weight gain came when Dana, my wife here, had our child. I gained 48 pounds when she was pregnant. I think Dana gained 19. And so it was a lot. We'll call it sympathy weight, okay?
Yo, what up? Anthony A. And I've always been a slim, thick, and pleasantly plump. But fun fact about your boy here, I've never had a cavity at all in my whole entire life. Something my mom prides herself on.
Even though you love sweets.
Even though I love sweets.
All right, so Jamie, we've all been pretty believable, but somebody's telling a lie, and if you guess correctly, you get this DCS merch. Who's lying?
You know what, Dana? I'm actually going to have to say you are.
Oh, you're right!
Got it, Jamie!
You're right!
Oh, nailed it! No gastric bypass surgery for Dana.
Hey. All natural! I was 60-plus pounds heavier. Mm-hmm. If you go to @DanaCortez on Instagram, you'll see that. And hey, yeah, if you have to have gastric bypass, if you have to do whatever you have to do, I'm all in support of getting there healthy, getting there however you need to do.
I just got fat because Dana wanted to try every single different fast food there was, and she'd be like, hey, let's get one from here, one from there, and then she would take one bite, and then guess what? Like a good little Catholic boy, I would finish the rest of the food for everyone.
Of course you would. You know what? I'm going to tell you how I knew.
How do you know?
Because I had it.
Oh!
And you have to be at least, at least 100 pounds overweight usually to get it.
Ah!
She's like, liar, liar, pants on fire.
I'm 172 pounds lighter.
Wow.
And
congratulations.
It's been 20 years. Yeah, and it's been 20 years.
Jamie, congratulations to you. What a great sign for someone who's listening who might be thinking, should I get the gastric bypass surgery? If you need it, do it.
Yep, absolutely.
Jamie, we love you very much. Thank you for listening.
Okay. All righty, bye. Take care.
Remember, if you want to play another date, please get on our list. Call 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
What Bad Bunny does, the rest follow. I'm talking about WWE. And the only reason we're discussing this today, which is already like, I don't know how many days later since it happened, is because Automatic and Anthony A keep talking about Travis Scott being on WWE and Dwayne The Rock Johnson being at WWE. And I just want to remind everybody that until Bad Bunny stepped in that ring, the celebrities really weren't doing it like they are now. No, they weren't. Not like they are
That's
now.
That's when you started paying attention.
Yeah, there it is.
No, it's not. No, it's become
Snoop was on WWE. Donald Trump was on WWE. I mean,
Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
but on a regular basis, it has become now they're there like almost every weekend. Something's popping off.
Give
Benito his credit.
We're in the, you just want to overgive Benito his credit, but the Netflix era of wrestling is exciting to watch, and I'm excited to see where they're taking this programming to.
So I tuned in the other night, and I could only watch for like 10 minutes because the match was so boring. It was two women that I don't know. I wasn't familiar with them. But
Automatic.
And it has nothing to do with some of the girls are bad. They're ridiculously good. But these two, it was just a boring match, so I had to turn it off.
Do you what was boring? Dudes grabbing each other?
Yeah, pretty much.
There it is.
What was wrong? Hold on. What was wrong with the girls? Who did they do wrong in your eyes?
They looked uncoordinated. That's what it's like. One of them came off the top rope, and it was like, I thought, I could do that. And if I could do it, it doesn't look right.
Okay, so Travis Scott performed. Here's a little excerpt of him actually running into The Rock.
My boy, what are we doing?
What's up, baby?
What's up, baby? Good to see you. Good to see you, man.
Yeah.
You ready? I'm ready to rock and roll, man.
Come on, man.
Says, down. You good?
Do the thing. I'm good.
Happy New Year, man.
Good. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Hell yeah. We out!
Dabbing them up. Look at that. Wishing each other a happy new year.
I think Travis Scott and what he was partaking in with the God's Good Greens is like a statement going forward of what we should expect from the WWE with these Netflix.
He was on stage?
Oh, he was walking through the crowd.
That's what everybody's talking about.
Welcome to Netflix.
Yeah, and you know the WWE knows everything that's going on with their programming, so they're aware of that.
Automatic, that's why you shouldn't have turned it off. See what I'm saying?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I always have a New Year resolution. This year it's to change my tone. My passion can sometimes be misconstrued for being bossy. So it's all in the way
that's
you approach
what we're gonna call
people.
It, huh?
It's all in the way you approach people.
I hate when that happens.
It's true, though. Yeah. I get so passionate about something, and I know it needs to be a certain way. And I say that, but it's the way you say things, right? That can cajole somebody into doing what's necessary. You got to cajole them, not tell them.
Plus, you're a woman, and when you're bossy, then you get labeled by something else.
Thank you, Automatic, and you're being honest. I'm sorry. It's a horrible thing to say. My thing is that probably like mid-February, I pretty much quit my new resolution. year.
And that's why I don't have a New Year's resolution, because I know I'm not going to stick to it, so I'd rather keep a positive mindset instead of feeling like a failure.
Mm. Well, I don't feel like a failure. I just feel like...
I do when I quit it.
Hold on, Automatic. So wait, do you also feel like you're flawless and don't have any...
Yeah, like, of course not. You got to resolve to do something.
You strive towards. Like,
I'm prospering in life. I'm not having...
Okay, I'm not saying you're not prospering in life.
Yeah, I know. Like,
but you're saying you're making it seem as if you have nothing you want to work on. I really applaud
Data. Oh, I got a lot I need to work on.
Okay,
can't you make a New Year resolution?
My resolution is to work on myself daily. That's what I said.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice, dude.
What a cop-out.
It is a cop-out, but I hate feeling like a failure.
You're just going to check all.
Yes. Not all. Nobody says you have to do this.
Yeah. There it is, dude.
You're signing up for like disappointment.
I love how you're pushing back against the societal pressure of New Year's resolution.
If there's one thing I'm here for, it's to push back, okay?
That's right. I hope that I can keep my New Year resolution this year. We'll see. Another one was to not tell automatic how to drive. Do you know how hard
you
that is?
That this morning. Barely. She made a video out of it and then posted it. And then before she even put it on the internet, she already said, you got to turn here. You got to do this. You gotta-
I'm going to tell you what the life help videos told me. It's okay to fall off the wagon every now and then, Dana.
Just get back on,
yeah,
right?
Just get back on and tell that wagon where you need to go.
Driven by me.
I did it a very positive way, though. Was I naggy?
Less naggy, yes.
Mm. Did you mind?
Of course I mind. No, I hate to be told what to do.
I might regret this, opening up this question to you, DJ Automatic, but how has Dana done so far on her recent resolution to not be as bossy?
Come on, Ant.
Oh, come on. No, I'm saying I feel it. Like, I feel like I never thought Dana was too bossy to begin with, but I feel like it's...
I'm trying, Anthony. Yeah, I really am trying.
You never thought Dana was bossy to begin with.
Assertive is the word I would use.
I love that word. I'm going to be less assertive in 2025 and more cajoling.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.